copied out by the Bible, Mechavis Chaim, day 38, Parash Shavasil, read the following. It says, power of speech. One of the basic premises of prohibition against Lashon Hara is Lashon Hara causes damage. Jobs are lost, Shidduchim are rejected, Shalom Bayit is shattered, and friendships are dissolved. But causing damage is far from the only reason Lashon Hara is forbidden. Chavis Chaim teaches us, Lashon Hara, which does not even cause the slightest damage, is still considered 100% Lashon Hara. Why? Because the focus on the shortcomings of another Jew is lowly, even when no harm results from it. The very fact that looking at someone else as negative, that's wrong. And there's no damage. I'm speaking about someone.
Well, there is no positive.
Every person in Rafa says it's positive.
Maybe it's
some are just Arab love.
Arab love.
At least
I don't know who they are.
Some of them.
I'll give you the one. He
runs
our
mitzvah.
At
least
they come from
the reality,
it's almost impossible for us to know for certain that our words we speak will never cause damage. Words have a life of their own. No words have a life of their own. Once they are released into the world, they could travel far and wide. Sometimes say that words have a life of their own. Once they're released, we release them, push the release button, we've no idea where they're going to end up now. Right? No one can be sure where they'll end up. Many stories are told of information that became known years after the words were originally spoken, which caused great damage. Let us consider a piece of fairly harmless information, which was discussed at a Shabbos table. David, a friend of one of the children at the table, missed a month of school for unknown reason. In their curiosity, all six people gathered around the table suggested possible reasons for his absence. Right? In years to come, these six people will find themselves at various other tables, in meetings, and in involved in random conversations. In some of these situations, David's family name or David himself may come up in the conversation. At one of these conversations, one of these six people might mention information concerning David's absence in the most obnoxious way. He might add the possible reasons for his absence that he recalls hearing at the Shabbos table years earlier. As the information is passed from person to person, more theories about why he was absent are spoken as if they were fact. When David is ready to consider marriage, he finds himself hindered by various reports concerning his month-long absence in fifth grade. In fact, the reports had no substance. They are enough to convince many fathers that their daughters would be better off marrying someone with a clean medical history. Yes, words are very powerful. Therefore, be very careful. You never know where words will end up. Therefore, be very careful.
A case in point with that is, go to Google someday.
Okay.
And type your name in.
Type my name in?
Type anyone's name in, such as yourself.
If they've never been on the internet, chances are the name won't show up.
Not necessarily.
Most people here won't show up.
Not necessarily. Because they're public records. No, I typed my name in and I had something like 145 entries.
After that.
Is that to say about you? Good things?
No, I typed in my son's name.
Oh, your son's name.
And I came up with his current address, his social security number, date of birth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot out there.
That's
not negative. Probably
good enough to be on the internet.
Also,
don't use your real name online.
That's
good we don't have Facebook.
I don't have Facebook.
Fine. Let's see the Gemara now. Let's see your Pshim. So we had in our Mishnah three-way machlokes. Three-way machlokes. I wake myself up a little bit. We had in our Mishnah a three-way machlokes. What are the three? What was the other thing? Very happy. Argentina won. We had it. See, we happy. Yeah. And even Ruben's also happy. You know, right. He lose. Even though he lost, he's also happy.
How do you know about that?
Here, I heard of that. Everybody's excited.
It was like much embarrassing.
Yeah, it's good. They deserve it. It's good. They deserve it. Not you, but they deserve it a little bit. Good. Rabbi Yossi is happy because he came in happy. That's why he's so happy, because they won. Argentina won. So sometimes your shtiyot have to make you happy. He's happy because Argentina won. Someone's won. Yeah, Argentina won. Is that good? Fine. Let's go. Now, we don't understand any of these things, but it's good. Americans don't understand these things. But we know Argentina won. Yosef's happy. That's why I know. Yeah, I don't know anything. Fine, so let's go now. Yosef, let's go. With the Simcha. With the Simcha, they won. Let's go.
Okay. Fine. Where are you holding?
We're holding down the Mishnah, that testament, because we really want to get to the next Mishnah today.
That's 9b.
So everybody hold on tight. And our algorithm is yes, speaking today, but it's at 12 o'clock.
Yes.
So we have a half hour on the clock. So let's...
Algorithm?
Downstairs, the sheer downstairs, you follow everybody else, and you'll be safe. Good? Fine. Let's go.
Fine.
What do we say in the Mishnah? Let's go back to the Mishnah so we get it back into it, plug into the Mishnah so we can understand the Mark. That's it, you're leaving it? What's the Mishnah say? What's the Mishnah say? What do we say in the Mishnah? Let's go. We have three sheets here. Shlomo's ready to tell us Mishnah. The second line, the third line of Mishnah. What's going on here?
You have one where the blind person doesn't go to Galus. And with the hater, you have Rabbi Yehuda says that he, well, no.
We have a hater. The hater
doesn't go to Galus, according to the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says he gets the death penalty, and Rabbi Shimon says that there's times where he does get galus and he doesn't get galus.
Fine, Hanani, what happened to you? Let's go. See, we're doing good. So good. So Reuven, you with us? What do you say in the Mishnah? Three opinions. We have three opinions. What happens if a guy, a hater guy, kills the guy who he hates, his arch enemy? And then he says it was by mistake. What do we do?
Don't believe him.
Tanakama says, we don't believe you, but can we kill you? You weren't warned. Therefore, there's no galus. There's no galus, we can't kill you. We think you did it on purpose, we can't kill you. That's Tanakama. Rameir said, you do go to galus. Right, that's Rameir? Sorry, Rabbi Yossi said, you do go to galus. You're sorry, Rameir says we killed. Tanakama says, let's relax.
Slow down.
Tanakama says,
breathe.
Sign doesn't go to God. Why not? Because he probably did it on purpose. So you cannot go to God. Good? Rabbi Yossi says, you do get killed because you're like a mood. We assume you did it on purpose. And you considered for it. And today we're going to focus on the third sheet. Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon say? What does Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon says, sometimes a hater will go to Galus, and sometimes he won't go to Galus. Upon that, Rabbi Shimon says, the third opinion in our Mishnah, right, Rabbi? Good?
Yes.
It's a love, it's a love. Love. Zach, love, what do you say in the Mishnah? This is the rule. If we're able to say that he killed him purposely, then you don't go to Galus. Because you did it on purpose. But if it seems to us like it was done by mistake, you do go to Galus.
But of course, the odds, it means purpose, and he knew that knowledge of warning, that he knew he couldn't do it, he was warned.
He was never warned here. But it means if we could assume that it was done intentionally, then we kill you. If we assume it was done unintentionally, from our assumption, from the way we assess the situation was unintentionally, you do not get galus. Sorry, if it was done intentionally on purpose, right? We're going to give an example of the Gemara. Then we say, I'm sorry, dude, but you're not going to galus, not a kapar for you, you did this on purpose. If we assume,
yeah, with intention, he doesn't go.
Right? If we assume it was done with intentions, you don't go to galus, right? But if we assume, if we assess the situation, did it unintentionally, then we raise it with the halacha. Then you go to Galus, fine. Now the Gemara is trying to figure out how do we assess the situation. So let's see now. The Gemara about Rav Shimon, the third wide line. Yeah, what's that? Third wide line. You got Rav Shimon inside. Rav Shimon Amar.
There's a sign of
Galus. Rav Shimon Amar. What does Rav Shimon say? It's good. Yesh gaila. There is a gaila. Rav Shimon Amar, sorry, Tanya. Rav Shimon Amar Yesh Tanya gaila, etc. Tanya, we learned it in Braisa. Ketzad Amar Rav Shimon. When, in like, how is the scenario where Rav Shimon said, Yesh Tanya gaila? The Yesh Tanya Shaina gaila. Explain to me what's the difference. What's the scenario where someone you hate would go to Golas? What's the scenario where you would not go to Golas? The Braisa explains. Nifsak. If the rope snaps, it got cut, the rope snapped, the guy's lowering down a barrel, from the 100th floor of the Empire State Building. If he's nipsack, if it snaps, Gaila, then, the guy in bot, then he goes to Gaila. Right, Ru would have that. Nipsack means it ropes. It rips. In English, like a rope snap. So it seems, how did the rope snap? The guy's been lowering his barrels on the 100th floor of the Empire State Building, lowering the barrel of, you know, the guy. To the bottom, and then all of a sudden the thing snaps and hits his arch enemy standing on bottom and kills him. Then what's Allah?
Goes to Golas.
Then you go to Golas. It's one, because it's a little hard to snap a rope.
It's
a perfect.
Unless, I just thought of it. You put something in the barrel, you knew it was much heavier.
Nachon, so we're saying Nachon. We're not saying it's your case, right? So we're talking about a normal case. It's a normal barrel. We assess it. Obviously, we're trying to give an example. We assess it. You're right. Then again, you would assess that it was on purpose. In a normal case, right, without...
Right, but you want to examine the rope, too.
The Arabs on the bottom, Amalek on the bottom. Got a Amalek on the bottom. Say, oh, it was by mistake. Some whatever, terrorists on the bottom. You're like, oh, I was just doing my thing.
Like a sewing barrel.
Yeah, so if it was a normal barrel. So I thought about the case, the racist would get clarity now. The racist trying to sharpen us out. The guy on a regular rope, a normal rope for the regular bucket, I have my rope from my regular bucket lowering it down, and suddenly it snaps and falls on the guy's arch enemy's head. So there, it seems like it was by mistake. So therefore, even though he's your enemy, we say it was by mistake, you could go to Golas. You have the liberty to go to Golas, and that can give you your kapar. That's nifsa. If it's nifsa, if the rope snapped, good, in English, that means a rip. Then, gladly, you go to Golas. Nishmat, what is nishmat be? Besides what you, if it slips, nishmat, if it slips, ain't it vital? If right, because then what happened? The guy took the rope on the 100th floor and said, "Oh, I'm sorry." He comes to the best. He's like, "I'm sorry. The rope happened to slip out of my hands, and my hands were sweaty. I was, you know, it was 100 degrees that time. My hands were sweaty, and it slipped." Then we don't believe you. Say, "We don't believe you. The rope slipped. You did it on purpose. Therefore, we can't give you the kapara of going to Golas. Try again next time." That's what you tell the guy.
Right, this is him.
So we'll see. Now we want to explain who this is. We're gonna get to it.
Rope. Didn't they use the words nifsak for when it was going down and nishmat when it was going up?
Nachon. In the Mishnah, I believe that's what we explained. In the Mishnah, the way we usually explain it, usually what it is, if it's on the way down, usually what happened was that usually if it was on the way, what do you say in the Mishnah?
Nifsak
hacheva. So the Gemara is really going to ask you a question. The Gemara is going to ask in a second that we said the other way. The Gemara is going to ask you a question. The Gemara is going to ask what you're touching on. The Gemara is really going to ask from the Gemara is going to ask. It's the Gemara's kasha that you're telling me now. So according to this Gemara, if a rope snaps, then we assume it's by mistake. It's an accident. So you go to God. If it slips out of my hand, then we assume it was on purpose. That's what this Bryce told me. That's a pretty harsh rule, because that means, is that it? Is that in every scenario? We have a Bryce that sounds like not like that. And our Mishnah earlier sounded not like that. We sound like even when it slips, you still could go to Golas. This Bryce is saying if it slipped, we assume you did it on purpose, you can't go to Golas.
One question. In an earlier section, we had a person dealing with a knife in an alleyway.
Right.
And there was no barricade, and he stabbed someone.
Good.
Wouldn't this be the same situation where he needs to actually have a barricade? You have something to avoid people being underneath the barrel, or the barrel.
Oh, here's not much you had to ask me. It's a normal scenario. The guy left
his open. The normal scenario is you need to have some precaution.
It's not like they did it. It's not like they didn't have to. He did everything he had to do. He was doing everything regular, and he was doing everything. Usually people don't walk like on the wall. The guy guys, we usually lower decibel, we had you scream out below, we look out below. They weren't so fancy in those days. They had like, you know, these big barricades and you know the caution tape. I don't think they had a caution tape at times in the Gemara. Maybe they did. No, they had caution tape, you think? FDNY.
Yeah,
you
use a horse.
Fun. It sounded like it's a normal scenario. You know, part of the living was to lower down your bucket, lift your bucket. We don't live like that.
2,000 years ago, people would get the job done.
Yeah, it sounded like he did everything he was supposed to. You're right. If he was negligent, he's negligent.
Right, that's the point I'm making.
But it sounds like in those days they used to lower buckets. That was a part of their everyday life. Lowering buckets, pulling up buckets, getting the water, pulling the water down. You know, part of the, you know, every guy. I didn't live then. Maybe I did. I don't remember. But I remember what we were doing. Fine. So that's this one. This Gemara says if a person was holding a rope slipped out of his hand, the bucket fell down and hit a guy in the head and killed him, we assume it was on purpose. Now everyone's asking, Rambam's asking, what do you mean? We said earlier in the Mishnayos that that's called a mistake. Even when it slipped out of my hands. We had an early Mishnah. That's cool. Why are you being so strong? You're being so strict. Why are you being so strict on the guy? It slipped out of his hands. Like, no, it was on purpose. But we have Mishnah and Bryce saying, not like that. That's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. Right, Rabbi Ram? Let's see the Gemara inside. So again, let's read this Gemara again. Tanya, we learned it in Bryce. Kate said, when did Rav Shimon say, like, what's the scenario that he told us? Yesh is starting to go. Sometimes you can have a hater. So, who kills his friend who goes to Galus? The Yesh Sain is something that you have a hater, Shaina Gelu doesn't go to Galus. When he kills his enemy. So, how does it work? So, if it's Nifsak, if the rope snaps, the rope rips, then you go to Galus. Nishmat, if it slips, in the Gelu do not go to Galus. That's the Allah.
You don't go to Galus ad sheyishmat matzeloi miyadoi unless it slips. What was the matzeloi? Remember we had that thing? I know our school called that thing.
A smoothie guy.
What did Mishnah say? That was Rav Ram's question. Good Rav Ram. We had a Mishnah that said, if you do go with this piece and you're smoothing your roof, right? We said they used to tar up their roofs because they used to have flat roofs, and the rain would just sit and the rain would sit on the roof, would fall in, so it would make this slanted tar on their roof, so that all the rain would slip down. Right? That was what they did in those days before they came out with fancy gutter systems. Yeah.
They still have to do even with gutters.
But what they still make a flat roof, they make a slanted. I don't know. I never worked with a roofing company.
Minimum 1 to 12.
I don't want to put what?
1-inch rise, 12 to 12 foot run.
That sounds good.
See the slope.
1 to 12. They do it these days. That's good. Fine. Now, if you ever work for a roofing company, you already know something. Unless it's the Gemara that says it's supposed to 1 to 12. So the guy is going, what did the Mishnah say? The guy is on the way down, and it slips out of his hand. It falls down a guy's head, it kills him. You do go to Galus. So what did you tell me a minute ago? If things slip out of your hands, we assume it was on purpose. Mistakes don't happen like that. This we learned earlier that when it slips out of your hands, this smoothie, you do assume it was a mistake. You do go to Galus. It's a contradiction.
The downward motion.
The downward motion, and it slipped. You do go to Galus. So why are you telling me when things slip, you don't go to Galus? We assume it was on purpose. But over there it said that you do go to Galus. Let's see the words. Yes, what do you say?
Upward. An upward motion.
No, you don't go to Galus. What's that going to say? You don't go to Galus.
That's what I'm saying. The difference between downward and upward.
No, because both the cases downward. Oh, here we're talking about you're lowering the barrel downward. And there also, and it slipped. And here also, you shifted it downward. You think it slipped out of the end. And then we say there's no Galus because we assume it was on purpose. So over here, you're telling me something in a downward motion is not a mistake. We're afraid that you did it on purpose. You don't go to Galus. Earlier, we said, if this trowel situation thing falls out of your hand on a downward motion, you do go to Galus. That's the question. And what does it say with you? That the only time you go to Galus is if something slips out of your hand. That's right. That's a two-way contradiction. Here you're telling me you only go to Galus if it snaps, if it rips, and not if it slips. Over there you're telling me the exact opposite. What are you telling me? You only go to Galus if it slips. And the downward is an exclusion of any other scenario, including if it rips. So you have two prices that are contradicting each other two ways.
Kasha, nifsak, and nifsak. I have a question, snapping on snapping. Your first baisa told me, when the rope snaps, we assume it's a mistake and you do go to Galus. Right? The second baisa seems to tell me, no, you don't go to Galus. Kasha, nishmat, and nishmat. Also the slipping. Your first baisa told me, when it slips, what the baisa say, when it slips, there's no Galus, we assume it's done on purpose. The second baisa told me when it slips, we assume it's a mistake, so you do go to Galus. So what's going on over here? The two brides seem to be contradicting each other. Why is that like Kasha? It's not a Kasha. Let's see what the Why is that? Nipsaka, Nipsaka, like Kasha. Haba Oyev, Haba Sayyid. Yet, it says, when you slip it, it's not a question. Because one thought about it, one thought about a sight. What does that mean? So what does that mean? Depends when it slips. Depends on the scenario. When it slips. Who did it fall on? It will depend if it fell on your enemy or on your friend, on your best friend. If it fell on your enemy, then what do we say? What happens? A guy is lowering down his barrel. You hear about it? The guy's lowering down his barrel? And it slips and it kills somebody in the back. So if it's your enemy, we call you to court, you say, dude, what happened over here? You say, oh, it slipped. If it's your enemy, we don't believe you that it was just slipped by accident. You don't go to Galus. But let's say it was your best friend on the day. If it was your best friend, and you come to best and you say, oh, it was a mistake, do we believe you? No. If it was your best friend on the day, yeah. So this depends. One Bryce is talking about it's your enemy under there. So if it's your enemy under there, and you say, oh, it slipped by mistake, we don't believe you. We say it must have slipped on purpose. Correct? But if it was your friend.
What is it saying, friend? What are
these? Ohe. Ohe. So look at Shahaba. Ohe. Ohe is Ahava. Ahava. So love somebody. The guy who you love. That's the guy who you love, you like, you love. Haba Soda, this is by your enemy. This is by the person who you hate. Therefore, that's the difference. It depends on the scenario. Code of Iron, you got that?
Yeah.
If it's your enemy under you, so we don't believe you that it's still by mistake. You did
No goals.
Right. So therefore, you can't go to God. But if it was your friend, it was, probably was a mistake, and therefore you do go to God. It's good. What about Nishmata Nishma? Nishmata Nishma Lokasha. Right? Slipping and slipping also is not a question, right? One Bryce is saying, sorry, because I think the box switches it because it doesn't make sense the way we have the gear stuff. I guess it doesn't make sense, right? It says nishmat and nishmat like kasha. Second. It's really nishmat and nishmat. The first one is nishmat and nishmat like kasha. One is when it slipped, it was your friend. Then you go to God. So I'm saying nifsak and nifsak like kasha. When it snapped, the country is not a question. Harebi v'harabba non. One is going to be the shita of Rabbi, and one is going to be the shita of the Rabbanan. Now, what's that referring to? It's referring to Gemara we had on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We learned once upon a time we learned this Gemara. Baruch Hashem, we learned it in the beginning of this man Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Now, what are we saying here? It depends what happens. Let's say here's the story. So, what's our question right now? One bride is telling you the rope snaps, you go to Galus. Now that says when the rope steps, you don't go to Galus. What's the difference? It's not a contradiction. There's two different opinions. One is Rebbe and one's the Rabbanan. What does that mean? What does that mean? Like this. We had an argument earlier on Daf Zayin. It said the following. Let's say someone was chopping with an axe and the axe was still in his hand. But just a piece of the axe went flying. What's the halacha? Does the person go to Galus or not? It's Machlaikas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan.
Right.
Well, one opinion holds. You go to Galus. Rabbanan said, you go to Galus. Rebbe said, you don't go to Galus. Why? He said, when the Torah said you go to Galus, only if you actually hit the guy with your axe. If you were swinging the axe and a piece came off and that killed him, Rebbe said, there's no Galus.
I was arguing about Galus.
But the argument of Karun Karun, I don't think so. I think it's connected. One second. No.
No, not that. That was the chunk of mud being thrown at
them. One second. No, you're right. That was one shot in the Machlokes. Yeah, one shot in the Machlokes. First we were Pesukim, and then we also brought, what's it called? Right, in Chesed Vedal, if we brought A. That's the word brought in. The end we end up saying. We first brought Pesukim, then it was Shaila, what's called the first stress, what's called the Karach Karach. Good, that's what we talked. So what comes out of here? Here we have a scenario like this. What's the shot? What's the case? The case is like this. The guy has the rope. Now what do we say? The rope snapped. But he's still holding a piece of the rope in his hand. But other than the rope snapped, he's holding a piece of the rope in his hand. And the bottom of it went flying. So according to Rebbe, it's like the axe. Whatever with the axe. I'm holding the axe in my hand, but only a piece of it fell off. So what did Rebbe say over there? Only a piece of my axe fell off. Just the axe. Rebbe said, there's no gullus. So here also, very bottom, over here, it's just like, let's say I have an axe in my hand, and the piece went flying. Rebbe says, there's no gullus. There's no gullus. Because your axe didn't hit him. There's no gullus here. There's no gullus. So here also, in a case where I'm holding a piece of the rope with my hand, the whole thing didn't leave my hand. So the bottom snapped off. According to Rebbe, there's no gullus. But according to Rabban, who said over there, there is gullus, here also there will be gullus. So that's the answer to the two prices. That's really the answer to the two prices. Let's see. So that's the word, the answer to the two prices. Let's see Rashi, HaKadosh. Gosh, there's a lot of Rashi, so I'll just keep busy. Let's see Rashi, Nipsa. 7 lines to the top, we have Rashi, Nipsa. It's Rashi, Nipsa. Nipsak, Hatavel, let's say the rope snaps, the rope rips. The Nafal Allah, and it fell on top of this person. Imam Rabbalah Da'at said, don't say that this was intentional, because the rope snapped. The rope snaps, and we assume it's unintentional. That's the original Bryce said. If the rope snaps and the guy's enemy, we can assume it was unintentional. Unintentional. But if the rope slipped from his hand, the nafla of love and it fell on him, in the girl, you don't go to Gullus. Why? Sheyesh lema, do you want to say? Well, that's awesome. Then we assume it was done intentionally. So if the rope slips, if the rope snapped, then we say it's unintentional. But if it slips, we say it was intentional. That's what we said. From the Mara said, what do you mean? The Brisa says, now, what does the Brisa say? The Brisa says, La'olam eino goyle, la'ayav alay sayne. The person that never goes to Golas, not a lover, not a friend, and not an enemy, you don't go to Golas. The Mifsak, Ela b'mishpat. You never ever go to Golas in a case where it's snapped, only where it slips. So the Brisa says the exact opposite. We said you only go to Golas when the rope snaps. The Brisa says you only go to Golas when the rope slips. Because what we say over there, if it slipped the Machtela, what was the Machtela? Who Ma'akila? That was the Ma'akila, that was this fancy piece that used to smooth it out. Shepa'amim, because sometimes, Shetachin, when you're smoothing out the Machtela with this piece, Shehu Kli Omenot Shel Bani, which is a Kli Omenot, it's the builder's tool. Uvalash Tro'ila. It's like a trowel, what is it called? A trowel. See, in Glazos and French also, Rashi doesn't call it Tro'ila. Tro'ila, it's like a trowel. See, yeah, Rashi also knows the word. Trowel. Holy Garcia. So he said it's not a problem. Nishmat and Nishmat loikasha ha'ba'eva ha'besayim. Nifsak and Nizel loikasha ha'ra'bi ha'ra'apan. Which means like this. Pirush, Rashi, what do we mean to say? Ha'diptani, this thing you taught me, Nishmat Tro'ila. This thing you taught me that when it slips, you go to Golos. Was ba'ayek, if you love the guy, and it slips, right back, so we believe you, Rabbi Ram. Let's say, I tell you, the guy tells me, he killed his best friend, right? But I said, what happened? He said, I'm sorry, the rope slipped. Do we believe you?
Of course.
Yeah. So that's one, and the kids were slipped. So we'll say it was by mistake, so you'll go to Golos. Let's say it was your arch enemy under there. Are we going to believe you that it slipped?
Right.
No. So therefore, you can't go to Golos. So that's Rashi. Ha, Duktani, this that we learned, Nishmat, Gaila, when do we say if it slips, you go to Golos? that was by your friend. It was your friend. We believe you that it slipped by mistake, so you can go to Galut. The light question, we're not, we don't suspect you to other that you did it intentionally. And this that we learned that when it slips, you do not go to Galut. When is it, what's the scenario? When it slips, we don't believe you. That's a case of besunder by an enemy. The Tani behind your Bryce, like the Bryce said explicitly, Yesh Tani, there is an enemy. She'ena girl with fires will say, what's the case? Nishmat ain't a girl. So what's the case that we assume it was done on purpose and there's no girl? That's the case with a slip. Nifsaka, Nifsak like Kasha. Also, your two Bryces referring to the halacha when it snapped is not either Kasha. Why? Harebi Maharabana. So in the big Rashi of Nifsak and Nifsak like Kasha. What? How did Tani, this that it taught us, Nifsak Goyle, this that taught us when it was snap, the rope snapped, you go to Golos, that is a feeble beside it, even if it was your enemy. You could have a Shita, but even when it's your enemy, you could still go to Golos, when the rope snaps. Because it snapped. So even though it's your enemy, since it snapped, you'll go to Golos. Right? Right, remember? The rope snapped, it'll go to Golos. Why? So Hadik Tani Nipsakula Afilu was saying that the coach can for sure by your friend. The rope snaps, you will yes go to Golos by your enemy and for sure by your friend. Who is that? That is the Rabbanan Va Aliba the Rib Shimon. Hada Amar. So that is the Rabbanan in Rib Shitas Rib Shimon. Who? The Amar, what do they say? Nishmat Habazal Mikita, we have the word of Zayin Amabei. If the metal slips out from the whole axe holder, Baharak, we said it with here. When it kills somebody, girl, you go to Golos. So we want to say the case of a rope snapping is similar to the case where the metal flew off of the axe. The nifzak achal, the rope snapping, dumya is similar to nishmat habarzel mikitayim. It's similar to the case where the barzel slipped out of the axe. Ha'agav the other should tie to his hand. Bahaduk tani nifzak ena girl. This Christ that said when a rope snaps you do not go to Golos. Rebbe hits Rebbe. To Amar, he said on Dav Zayin Amadei, Nishmat Habazal Mikita, if the metal slips out from the axe, in the Golos, for who I did it, to be the same rule. L'chavla nefsak, the same thing. At Yishavet Bachtzeila Miyadim, She'en Yishriyad Miklum, unless you have a case where that trowel, so if the trowel slipped, then the whole thing slipped out of my hand. So Rebbe says, unless the whole trowel slips out of your hand, there's no gullus. There's gonna, but when is there gullus? Only like the case of the trowel, when the whole thing slips out of my hand, there's gullus. But by a rope, there's no gullus. Miyad shishav yedei klum, tumi yedei minei eitzem espakeil, olu Rebbe aliv yedei Reb Shimon, elu chasayin egoi, according to Rebbe, according to Shimon, kach was other gizmi, chumas egoi, oinem, chayin eka, that's the yedei. So again, we're saying we have two cases of slipping and two cases of snapping. That's the bottom line. Four Shabbos, you know, there's two cases, right? One case of slipping, we have two cases of slipping and two cases of snapping. Correct? One case when it slipped out of my hand, you would go to Golos. When? Who was under there? My friend. Good. The other case when it slipped, there's no Golos. Who was under there? My enemy. So we assume we've done it. Now, we also have two cases of the rope snap. It's hard. We have the case of the rope snapping, there's two different opinions. Right? The other rope snap. Right? So according to Rebbe, who yells when I have an axe and just the metal flies out, Rebbe says there's no gullus, correct? Because the whole thing didn't go flying. In the case of the rope also, when a piece of the rope is in my hand, what would Rebbe say? Also say no gullus, the same case. But according to Rabbanu, who said even if a piece is still in my hand, because of me that piece went flying, there is gullus. Here also, even though I have a piece of rope in my hand, what would the Rabbanu say? There is gullus, just like over there when the axe is in my hand, the piece went flying, they say there's gullus. Here also, even though there's a piece of rope in my hand, since the thing went flying, there still is going to be gullus, right? We had Rebbe, they said it's my strength. Strength, not really me, I'm holding the axe in my hand. That was the argument there. So that's the Gemara saying, Erbe Shabbos, Shabbos, Erbe Shabbos, appear the next Mishnah, look it over Shabbos. Do your homework. It's a big, huge Mishnah. It's about a lot of lines. It's like 10-line Mishnah. Well, I said there's a new bank, it's a new chazar, but also the point to look over the next Mishnah. You have homework. Here at Yaakov, homework over Shabbos. Besides taking care of the cats, you also have to...